Hello, my name is Nashe. I'm a student at Easter Collegiate Institute. This podcast is for geography. I'll be talking about solar energy, its location of solar energy, identifying and explaining issues surrounding solar energy, identifying economics of solar energy, and making recommendations regarding solutions to the issue and responsibilities for solar energy, with the goal of sustainability of solar energy development. Solar energy is located across Canada. They're found in British Columbia, Alberta, Ontario, Quebec, and New Brunswick. Ontario has the highest amount of solar energy compared to other provinces. There are other places around the world that have solar energy. China has a higher capacity for solar energy, where Canada is in 17 places out of 52 countries around the world. The second highest capacity of solar energy is in the European Union. The reason why China has the highest amount of solar energy is because they produce a lot of solar panels. Although solar energy is great and creates less carbon footprints, it still has a negative impact. Buying solar panels can cost a lot of money. One could save electricity bills, but buying the panels can cost a lot due to its high semiconductor materials. In order to get a solar energy, we need the sun that could give the panels the energy to get electricity. We need the sun all year round. We can't get the sun at night, so there should be some kind of storage that could put extra electricity energy in it. Since Canada is in the northern hemisphere, we could get less solar energy compared to other countries that are near or at the equator. It's also not just about amount of sun we need, and also the objects or things that are blocking the panels. There shouldn't be any clouds covering the sun, or there wouldn't be any solar energy. There shouldn't be any buildings near the solar panels, because when the sun gets into an angle, the building will block the solar panels. Solar energy has to be used right away. Storage batteries are off the grid of the solar energy system, but they're quite pricey to buy. The more solar energy you want to make, the more space is needed. Solar panels are quite large, so they'll use a lot of space. Solar energy somehow creates an emission of greenhouse gas. Transportation and installing causes of greenhouse gases. There are also toxic materials and hazardous products during the manufacturing process of solar energy. There are many jobs across Canada. There are 195 jobs in Ontario that deals with solar energy. There are part-time, full-time, permanent, contract, internship. Here are a few lists of jobs for solar energy or anything relating to it. Energy intelligence analyst, full-time, permanent, salary is not listed. Solar panels painters, full-time, contract, $16 to $18 per hour. Summer solar maintenance contract, $15 per hour. Engineering manager, sustainability, energy, full-time salary not listed. Solar technician, labor, $17 per hour. Summer employment, project developers, energy storage, full-time salary not listed. Hardware electrical engineer, full-time, around $7,500 to $9,000 per year. Solar energy is great and somewhat environmental friendly. As I mentioned above, about solar energy needs to be used right away and how solar panels takes up a lot of spaces, there are some solutions to those problems. Panels that takes up a lot of spaces, we could reduce it by reducing it. We could use 2 to 3 panels for a little part of electricity. For using the solar energy that needs to be used right away, we can minimize the numbers of solar panels, and the extra could go to the storage batteries and use those extra solar energies at night. Since solar batteries are quite expensive, it's best to have small numbers of solar panels and use those solar energies right away. Although it's being used right away and used for small numbers of electrical appliances, it still reduces carbon footprints. I also mentioned that solar panels are expensive. It is believed as the years goes by, the solar energy or the panels will decrease its price, and the solar panels will improve as the year close by. Some business, mainly car businesses, are creating these new models of solar roof cars or cars that are powered by solar. Many cars companies are doing this. Businesses, especially Tesla, Nissan, BMW, and a new company called Lightyear. This is a good way to reduce carbon footprints. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.